A woman from Hawks has been arrested for stealing a vehicle and for hit and run. 32-year-old Brittany Cox allegedly stole a vehicle at Baptist Memorial Hospital, then was involved in a hit and run on West Mueller Street in Paragould. Cox is charged with theft of property, motor vehicle, and failure to stop after an accident. Cox was arrested and taken to Paragould Police Department. She's being held on $35,000 bond. A woman from Bull Shoals was arrested early this morning in Baxter County. 57-year-old Deborah Reyes was arrested and charged with possession of meth or cocaine with a purpose to deliver, possession of a scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, and possession of a scheduled 4 or 5 controlled substance. She's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $15,000. In the early morning hours Sunday, a Carter County deputy responded to a report of a medical emergency near the Current River. Upon arrival, the individual entered the river, prompting the activation of a swift water rescue. The Missouri State Highway Patrol, National Park Service, West Carter Ambulance, and Carter County Sheriff's Office quickly mobilized, searching both the water and riverbanks despite high water levels and heavy fog. Responders remained determined. National Park Service swift water rescue personnel ultimately located the individual in the river experiencing a medical crisis. The individual was quickly removed from the water, transferred to waiting medical personnel, and then transported for further care. No names have been released in the incident. A Stone County, Arkansas man faces felony charges after his arrest at Walmart in Mountain View, Arkansas. 66-year-old Roger Mike Sorrells of Marcella was arrested after he allegedly threatened an employee and then later entered the store armed with a large switchblade knife and pepper spray. When he was arrested, Sorrells allegedly told officers that he was going to kill them. Sorrells was wanted on a prior warrant for threatening the pharmacist at the same Walmart. Sorrells faces 5 counts of first-degree terroristic threatening. He's being held on $25,000 bond in Stone County. A man from Theodosia has been arrested after allegedly taking deer out of season. 52-year-old Tracy Henning was arrested by the Highway Patrol on an Ozark County warrant for taking deer in closed season, a warrant for taking or possessing a deer without a deer permit, driving on a suspended license, failure to comply with ignition interlock requirement, no financial responsibility, failure to register a motor vehicle, failure to secure vehicle load, and failure to wear a safety belt. Henning was taken to Ozark County Jail. A man from Norwood was arrested by the Highway Patrol Monday in Wright County. 48-year-old James Orcutt was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, no valid driver's license, no valid registration, no insurance, and speeding. He was taken to Wright County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. Last night, Willow Springs resident Hannah Harper competed in the top 5 of American Idol. Performing twice last night, she first sang Fever, then sang a duet with former American Idol star Kelly Pickler, and they sung A Broken Wing by Martina McBride. When the night was through, the top 3 were announced. Hannah's name was the first one to make the top 3. She was then joined by Keela and Jordan. The 3 will all compete next Monday in the season finale. This Wednesday is Hannah Harper Day in Willow Springs. There will be a parade starting at 5 o'clock and a free concert at Polinski Stage at 7 p.m. 2 types of frozen pizza sold at Walmart have been recalled because they could contain salmonella. The recall includes Great Value Stuffed Crust Chicken Bacon Ranch and Great Value Thin and Crispy Chicken Bacon Ranch. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection announced the recall. The recall said the products have been linked to potential salmonella outbreak involving meat and poultry products made with a previously recalled dry milk powder. As of Monday, there have been no confirmed reports of anyone getting sick. If you have a frozen pizza, you should throw them away or return them to Walmart. The recall expanded an earlier recall involving products made by the dry milk powder. The earlier recall included Mama Cozy's Biscuit Crust Sausage and Cheese Breakfast Pizza and Mama Cozy's Cooked Pork Belly Crumbles, Cooked Bacon Topping, Pepper and Onion Breakfast Pizza. These frozen pizzas were also sold at Aldi's. The Oregon County Sheriff's Department's weekly activity report, Isser County Sheriff's Office weekly incarceration report, and Sharp County Sheriff's Office weekly arrest report are all available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The 7th annual Bad Boy Mower Scott Spectacular at Lyon College was held April 18th with a sparkling success. More than 300 attendees celebrated Lyon College athletics and raised nearly $82,000 for student athletes and athletic programs. The event theme was an encore of denim and diamonds, and attendees displayed an electric mix of blue jeans and cocktail attire with a Western flair. For more on the event, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.